Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, it's a Texans Ticket Tuesday. We'll be giving out a pair of tickets to what Figgy is affectionately calling the Beyonce concert. As Beyonce and the Pips. And the Pips in this instance are the Ravens and the Texans. That game will be happening Christmas Day. And you have an opportunity to maybe go, courtesy of Sports Radio 610 here. If you're listening during the noon o'clock hour, during the 12 o'clock hour, we'll give those tickets away. But right now, let's have this question about the Texans as, hold on. The Texans, they did something on Sunday. I can't remember what it was. They clinched something or other. Do you remember? Is there any, like, maybe former Texans coaches that could tell us?
Help me out, Figgy.
What they did?
I know it was something happened.
It was something that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that thing happened, and I'm sure somebody will let me know here.
Yeah,
that thing happened, and it made it so
AFC South champions two years in a row, Brian.
Yeah, but you guys are back in the.
Doesn't matter what it looked like. Back in the playoffs. Looking forward to the playoffs.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
Thank you. No, dude, it's all good to interrupt. I really needed that one.
Salute to Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, thanks,
that,
Bill O'Brien.
Looking forward to the playoffs.
I always appreciate him helping me out because I've been forgetting sometimes. AFC South back to back. Do you win these titles? But now. Mm-hmm. This time, instead of doing it in week 18, you did it with 3 weeks to spare. And the question has risen, right? Do you, and I use the term close up shop, which I understand. I'm here trying to be quaint and folksy, right? Like, I'm sure especially people in that building would take great umbrage with that use. But like, rest is one of those things that is absolutely necessary. Playing the car crash sport, right, is the place where you keep people healthy or get them rest, as it felt like it was evident with the bye week, the difference in this team. But is it time for that? Is it time to kind of maybe rest some guys if with the situation that you have? You've locked yourself into the playoffs. You've given yourself at least that 4 seed. You give yourself home in the first game. And do you feel like you should probably find some ways to rest some guys or get some guys get time off their feet as you head into the playoffs?
You can almost feel our listeners, and you can read some of the comments here.
713-572-4610.
And obviously Twitch and YouTube as well. You can almost feel it. You can read the comments of, like, what are you guys, crazy? Resting, to me, is out of the question. I think it's an absolute no. And that's what most people will agree to, right? I mean, they have a long way to go. They got a lot still to prove offensively, obviously, of course. But I do think there's an interesting aspect to this.
Okay.
Now, maybe it's not resting, but let's say the Texans don't get the desired result.
On Saturday?
On Saturday.
Without Mahomes or with Mahomes?
Well, whatever. Let's just say they lose.
I just really wanted to get a better picture of what it was.
Yeah, well, this is where it gets interesting to me. You got the Ravens coming in for the Beyonce game. They want to see Beyonce too, and then they're coming in.
That's why they're coming in.
Yeah, to see Beyonce. But then as it stands right now, who do you play in the first round of the playoffs here? Just 2 weeks later.
As of right now, I believe that is the Baltimore Ravens.
So it's not, I'm all in with, you know, the listeners or anybody, and maybe you can state a contrarian opinion on this.
If there's anybody who can be contrarian.
Yeah. It's not rest, but do you, you know, quote unquote, show everything against the Ravens on Christmas Day when you know you're going to probably face, and you'll have a clearer picture. As well, when you're probably going to face them in the first round of the postseason. That's where my mind went.
That's interesting, because I had not considered just the idea of there's a possibility of if things stay where they are, even if you are trying, mm-hmm. you could still end up in a place where you get the you know, spin the block type game mm-hmm. in the playoffs, where you just played the Ravens and then you get them again in the same circumstances.
That's kind of what happened with the Browns last year.
It is. It's exactly what happened with the Browns last year. So, yeah, you want to win. Yeah, you don't want to rest anyone. But that game's going to matter a lot more than Christmas Day, especially if you lose this week. You know, you go to 9-6.
Just by the nature of it being playoffs versus regular season.
But especially if you lose this week, if you win, you're kind of like, okay, well, maybe this, maybe that. But you'll be pretty much locked in, and you are already, you know.
Well, I feel like the Texans is a team that need to get it. They need to figure it out, man.
Yes.
I don't think it's a team that already figured it out and saying, you know what, this game don't matter. It's not like the Detroit Lions where it's like, okay, we got this.
Yeah.
We just need to get to the playoffs. They really need to find an answer to this offensive line, the running game, the offense overall.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they in a place where they could just chill.
And I totally
agree.
It feels like D'Amico Ryans in some way spoke to this when he was asked, this is D'Amico Cut 2 here from the coach's show. He was asked about the three remaining games and the impact of seeding on the way they go about this.
Yeah, I think the one thing is you don't relax, right? Kind of pulled up. Somebody sent me an image yesterday of the Kobe Bryant quote. Like, they asked him, like, well, you're not happy? You guys, this game two is like, job's not done, finished. Right, and it's kind of that same mentality, like not finished, like, yeah, we're just getting started. We're in and now, but as we're here, like, how can we continue to improve? Like, you want to be playing your best football when you hit the playoffs. So you want to be hitting on all cylinders. And I think we can continue to improve as a team in some areas. And that's what I'm looking forward to over the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And so it makes it very evident that it feels like D'Amico is not in that mindset. I was like, what's the word? Mind space, mindset of closing up shop. I do wonder, right, because I think one of the things that is brought up in that line of thinking is if you actually do believe that there is progress, because I do think that there are some people that come from almost a nihilistic perspective or defeatist perspective of how much better is this offense actually going to be, because I feel like that's what we're talking about here without saying it, right?
Yeah.
How much better is this offense actually going to get in these final few games, and is it better just for this offense to be healthy as opposed to not actually getting better and possibly, you know, losing people to injury? Hey, you saw? Did you see Joe Mixon stay down a little bit longer after a hip drop tackle?
Ankle,
right? Like, did that scare you all?
That's his wheel, right?
Because if that doesn't happen, do you know how many rush attempts Damian Pierce has taken this season?
Mm-hmm. Not many.
15.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
I heard that this morning on Pan and Pentagast. I'm like, is that accurate?
Remember a few weeks ago, I was saying he had eight. He had eight carries.
Right,
I mean, he's like not even in the equation carrying the ball.
Right, so I do hear that, but I do think that, man, you're not near good enough offensively to be able to shut this thing down. I did find it interesting though that somebody on the text line, first of all, from the 832, y'all better not mess up my fantasy season. I understand. Okay, fair enough.
It's playoffs already. Touché.
Well, that's exactly why. Hey, all of a sudden your favorite player not playing, the dude who got you to the playoffs is going to not be there. But somebody said, let me see. Rest sounds good. No, that's not what I was looking at. What was the other thing? The idea of offense resting, or offense not resting. The defense can rest. Offense, I don't even know. Would you, if you could kind of partially rest or maybe get certain dudes a little bit of time, would you do that, or who would you even consider for doing
it? It would have to be on the defensive side. Offense, you know, for all the reasons that we've talked about, there's no room. There's no, you know, no chance you're going to. I mean, you're trying to get the offensive line. We're just talking about the offensive line, you know, gaining some confidence, getting better since they had sort of a decent starting point and all that. Nothing really on offense that you do. Defense, maybe. Defense, especially
mate. You're deep on the defensive line. Mm-hmm. I think D'Amico was making a crack about that. With
they had nine players active.
They had a lot of active guys. Yeah. Maybe you are even heavier with the rotation or whatever.
Yeah.
But one of the things about rest in general is kind of funny is you had a week 14 bye week this year, right? Like you had the late bye week, which in theory should help out all of this cause. Like I'm just continue to lean to the idea of no, you need to go full bore and see if you can squeeze the most out of what this team
especially
is.
Especially these next two games. Mm-hmm. These next two games, Now the last game of the year, then of course you could start talking about who plays, who don't play and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But these next two games are important.
Yeah, I might be interested in that as well because obviously you're guaranteed a four seed in the home playoff game. There's still some opportunities to move around here as you're only one game back of the Steelers. That third seed is a possibility. If you win, two out of three games?
Right.
Or something like that, two out of the three?
Depending on what they do. And they don't have an easy schedule, the Steelers, the rest of the way. I think they have the Chiefs win right after the Texans. I believe.
Yeah. They play the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Bengals. So at least two of those are tough, really tough ones that they are going to have that you could put you in a place where you can move up to three and maybe possibly avoid both of those teams and get someone like the Chargers or whatever. And I understand that now we're talking about like matchups or whatever, but any way that you can help this Texans team out, understanding that maybe they're not playing up to the fullest capability of their situation, I am very much, I guess people tend to fall into one of two buckets. It's either give me the toughest path to make me feel like I am the real champion, or just give me the path that is easiest so that I can get as far as possible, right? And I feel like I am going to be
playoffs,
pragmatic.
Playoffs, you want the easiest path.
I am pragmatic in this situation. Let's move away from the teams that I know are the big bads. Like, let me not have to deal with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry and the rest of them, right? Like, I would like to see that. So those seems like you have opportunities. Even, hell, you have an opportunity at two if things break
okay,
right for
Vandermeer.
You. technically, and I understand I'm operating on technicality here, but those things are like I believe you win out, and if the Bills lose two out of the three and the Steelers get a loss as well, you could slide ahead of both of them.
So a lot
of
things have to happen.
But all of that, none of that can happen if you are not pushing forward and getting these wins.
Which
right?
is why you push forward and try
like
to get these wins.
Push forward.
As the playoff bracket stands right now, you have the Ravens in round one.
Unless the Ravens manage to get some wins and then you get the Steelers. Does that make you feel any different about sitting where you are if the Steelers
were
to slide out?
I was going to ask y'all that. Would y'all rather play the Ravens in the wild card or first or the Steelers? Because it's funny you said that because Seth, I heard him talk about this morning and he'd rather play the Ravens.
Well,
first.
He said, his thought process was if you're going to continue in the playoffs, you are going to play the Ravens.
Yeah.
And so he'd rather play the Ravens at home considering the ways that we've seen this defense
rather than on the road
make quarterbacks look lesser than themselves at home rather than on the road and in the cold.
I just
want to
get that first round win.
Yeah.
Before you get to any Ravens, you got to get that first or any opponent, you got to get that first round win.
And that's where Seth is like, look, man, I've been there, done that on the division, on the, you know, the divisional game or whatever, that first round game where you get game where you get that win. Like, I want to see if you have the opportunity to go further. But yeah, I think all of that starts with trying to give yourself the best opportunity, the best best tournament bracket to start with, if possible. And I think that all of that, plus also getting your offense to get humming as close as possible. And I think that starts with playing these games out to a full degree. And that also very much starts with Sunday night, Sunday in the middle of the day. It's not the night. Why would it ever be a night game? Would it, right? At Arrowhead versus the Kansas City Chiefs, which you can hear right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping here on a Tuesday, including apparently Lopez is in on college basketball. We'll do that next.